Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're answering a question from listener Molly McGidd.
So I thought of this question because last year there was a lot of buzz about the flights of SpaceX and Virgin Galactic bringing people who are not astronauts into space and sort of sparking this discussion of what commercial space travel might look like. So I'm wondering, what are the environmental impacts of space travel and how does it compare to, say, taking a plane flight?
We had Charlie Adams and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Charlie and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
The thought of traveling to space for ordinary non-billionaire people like me seems something that's pretty far into the future. Do I really need to worry about this?
Yeah, not many of us can afford the $500,000 it costs to travel to space, but it does look like the industry is growing. Experts estimate that the commercial space travel industry could generate as much as $1 billion in revenue by 2040.
So it's possible that more and more people will start going into space.
Got it. So what are the environmental impacts of space travel?
Rockets burn kerosene, or natural gas, which means they emit carbon dioxide when they blast into space.
But how do those rocket flights compare to plane rides when it comes to carbon emissions?
It depends on the aircraft, but a single SpaceX flight emits about as much carbon dioxide as two round-trip flights between New York and South Africa.
Really? That's actually not as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, there's more to this question.
It's not just about what those spacecrafts are emitting, it's about where those emissions happen.
When you fly into space, you're going higher than most planes, into what's known as the stratosphere.
And the particles and gases that come out of a rocket behave differently up there than in the lower parts of the atmosphere.
Differently good or differently bad?
Well, it's complicated.
The truth is, we're only just learning about how those elements act when they're more than 6 miles above the planet.
Some, like soot or black carbon, are thousands of times more effective than CO2 at heating the upper atmosphere.
And black carbon released into the stratosphere can linger for up to 10 years, so it can have a long-lasting impact.
But other substances come out of rocket boosters too, like aluminum, which reacts with the atmosphere to form particles that reflect sunlight. This can actually cool the atmosphere.
Wait, the stuff that comes out of rockets might cool the planet?
Well, anything that blocks sunlight would likely cool things down, just like things that absorb sunlight will warm things up. But the exact effects are hard to predict.
So, while we don't know all the effects of space tourism on the atmosphere, it does seem pretty frivolous to burn all that extra fuel for a billionaire joyride. On the other hand, those same people fly around in private 747s, which isn't helping much either.
Thanks, Charlie and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.